Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Federal Judge Eileen Cannon has just issued an order indefinitely postponing the Mar-a-Lago document criminal case against Donald Trump in the Southern District of Florida. Trial was set to begin on May 20th of 2024. We had pointed out here on the Midas Touch Network that it was very odd that this trial date had not been moved by Judge Cannon, considering she last held a hearing with all parties present, including Trump and his lawyers and special counsel Jack Smith, back on March 1st, where she indicated that she was rejecting special counsel Jack Smith's proposal for trial to start in July of 2024, and she was more inclined to move this trial to 2025 or late 2025. But after that March 1st, 2024 hearing, she had not made any rulings officially postponing the trial date. And as we pointed out in a video that we posted earlier today, we're now at May 7th, so we are significantly past that March 1st hearing, and we were on the eve of this May 20th, 2024 trial. Of course, trial never seemed to be a real feasible possibility, given the fact that Judge Eileen Cannon had not yet even set or at least heard a SEPA Section 5 hearing, which involves the criminal defendant stating the types of classified documents that they want to introduce at a public trial. You'll recall yesterday, Judge Eileen Cannon issued a paperless minute order, and that's been her strategy, issue paperless minute orders, paperless scheduling orders, because federal judges are vested with a huge amount of discretion that really can't be overturned when it comes to scheduling matters. So she's been maneuvering this case and putting her finger on the scale in favor of Donald Trump by trying to categorize substantive motions as paperless scheduling orders so that she could avoid special counsel Jack Smith appealing her to the 11th Circuit, because scheduling decisions really are not appealable. But yesterday, her minute order was taking off calendar the SEPA Section 5 dates and deadlines, which were already belatedly set. Special counsel Jack Smith, like 8 months ago, was saying, "Hey, Judge Cannon, this case involves classified documents. You need to set a SEPA Section 5 hearing." And she rejected that. And then very recently, she said, "Okay, let's do SEPA Section 5. And then Donald Trump asked for a delay. And she was like, yesterday, she's like, "Okay, we'll delay that." Let's take a look at Judge Cannon's order that was issued moments ago. We'll go through the scheduling portion of what the new dates are. But as it relates to the trial date, given that it is now indefinitely postponed, where do we get that from? It's right here on page 3 of her order, where Judge Cannon says, "The court also determines that the finalization of a trial date at this juncture, before resolution of the myriad and interconnected pretrial and SEPA issues remaining and forthcoming, would be imprudent and inconsistent with the court's duty to fully and fairly consider the various pending pretrial motions before the court, critical SEPA issues, and additional pretrial and trial preparations necessary to present to the jury." And then she has footnote 6, "See generally U.S. District Judge T.S. Ellis, the National Security Trials, a judge's perspective." Well, Judge Cannon, if you may have opened up the book about national security trials, you probably would have realized that you set SEPA Section 5 hearings early on, and all of the myriad of interconnected pretrial and SEPA issues that you claim are causing delays now were caused by you. Were caused by you not managing your docket properly, and in fact, intentionally managing your docket improperly to create these log jams, not setting the dates when you were supposed to set the dates, and then ultimately not moving the trial date or even addressing the trial date, despite the fact that there was a hearing on the trial date on March 1st where you indicated you were inclined to move the trial date. So I want to go through this order in more detail, but you may be asking, it's very sloppy by Judge Cannon. We know she's a sloppy judge, but why would she do it this way? Yes, she's sloppy, but I think what she was trying to do here was to bait Special Counsel Jack Smith to prematurely go to the 11th Circuit to try to provoke her or compel her to set a trial date. I think that she was waiting for Judge Cannon was waiting for Special Counsel Jack Smith to take actions against her, because I think she thought if Special Counsel Jack Smith went to the 11th Circuit now, or if Special Counsel Jack Smith made any filings or tipped his hand in any way, ultimately that could potentially help her, because it's very hard to overturn a judge's scheduling decisions. So I think she was playing chicken with Special Counsel Jack Smith. Lumen is the world's first handheld metabolic coach. It's a device that measures your metabolism through your breath. And on the app, it lets you know if you're burning fat or carbs and gives you tailored guidance to improve your nutrition, workout, sleep, and even stress management. All you have to do is breathe into your Lumen first thing in the morning and you'll know what's going on with your metabolism, whether you're burning mostly fats or carbs. Then Lumen gives you a personalized nutrition plan for that day based on your measurements. You can also breathe into it before and after workouts and meals, so you know exactly what's going on in your body in real time, and Lumen will give you tips to keep you on top of your health game. Your metabolism is your body's engine, and it's how your body turns the food you eat into fuel that keeps you going. Because your metabolism is at the center of everything your body does, optimal metabolic health translates to a bunch of benefits, including easier weight management, improved energy levels, better fitness results, better sleep, etc. Lumen gives you recommendations to improve your metabolic health. It can also track your cycle as well as the onset of menopause and adjust your recommendations to keep your metabolism healthy through hormonal shifts so you can keep up your energy and stave off those pesky cravings. The key to metabolic health is something called metabolic flexibility, and that's where Lumen really shines. It refers to your body's ability to efficiently switch between using different fuel sources like carbs and fats. There are preferred times to use each and how well you can switch places you on the metabolic flexibility spectrum. After getting to know you through your breath, Lumen gives you a metabolic flex score that you can track and improve upon. So if you want to take the next step like I did in improving your health, here's what you got to do. Go to lumen.me, lumen.me, and use the code MIDAS, MEIDAS, to get $100 off your Lumen. That's lumen.me. And then use the code MIDAS, MEIDAS, at checkout for $100 off. Thank you, Lumen, for sponsoring this episode. Ultimately, Special Counsel Jack Smith's like, look, I'm sure they had numerous discussions in the office, and I'm sure Jack Smith's team was like, hey, should we file something? Should we file some sort of notice or request the date? And ultimately, I think Jack Smith was like, no, just, there's no way this May 20th date is going to happen. Just let her show how incompetent she is, so when we finally go to the 11th Circuit, we can have a whole body of her horrible rulings to show the 11th Circuit. Let's just take a look at the order in more detail that she just issued. Order setting second set of pretrial deadlines and hearings, although I think it's a misnomer because this is like the third or fourth time she's been changing dates around. But here's what she says. She goes, following the court's prior order setting the first batch of substantive pretrial deadlines, the court hereby establishes the second set of pretrial deadlines to manage pending discovery and disclosure matters, adjudicate pretrial motions before the court, and advance through additional stages of the Classified Information Procedures Act as implicated in this complex designated case? Well, you're the one who designated this as complex. Sure, it involves classified information, but these types of cases are handled all the time. It's actually a fairly easy case to manage if you know anything about SEPA. But do you see also there the gaslighting in that first paragraph? She acts like this was my plan all along, pursuant to a prior order. I'm just setting a second batch, and here's how I'm doing this in an organized way, right? She doesn't go, wait a minute, we held a hearing on March 1st, and on the hearing on March 1st, I said I was going to move this, but why am I waiting until 13 days before a trial? She's like, no, this was the plan all along. Of course, this is just the second batch of deadlines to manage this highly complex case that I've utterly botched and completely embarrassed the judiciary for. So here's what she says. Sealed hearing on grand jury matters. May 8th, 2024. Resolution of pending seal requests, May 20th, 2024. Non-evidentiary hearing on defendant Nauta's motion to dismiss for vindictive prosecution, May 22nd, 2024. Non-evidentiary hearing on defendant's motion to dismiss the indictment for insufficient pleading, May 22nd, 2024. Discovery status reports, May 31, 2024. Defendant's Rule 16 expert disclosures, June 10th, 2024. SEPA Section 5 notice as to all defendants, June 17th, 2024. Non-evidentiary hearing on motion to dismiss indictment based on the unlawful appointment and funding of the special counsel, June 21, 2024. Partial evidentiary hearing on defendants' consolidated motions to compel discovery and to define the scope of prosecution, June 24th to the 26th. Special counsel's supplemental expert disclosure, July 9th. Special counsel's SEPA Section 6 and reciprocal discovery, July 10th. Defendants' combined speedy trial report, July 19th. Status conference, July 22nd, 2024. Supplemental SEPA Section 4 hearing, July 22nd, 2024. So basically what she did was she moved the March 1st status conference to July 22nd, 2024, but then never changed the trial date until today, where she's indefinitely postponed it. And that's what I said earlier in the video. The court also determines that finalization of the trial date at this juncture before resolution of the myriad of interconnected pretrial and SEPA issues remaining and forthcoming would be imprudent and inconsistent with the court's duty to fully and fairly consider the various pending pretrial motions before the court, critical SEPA issues, and additional pretrial and trial preparations necessary to present this case to a jury. The court therefore vacates the current May 20th, 2024 trial date and associated calendar call to be reset by separate order following resolution of the matters before the court, consistent with defendant's right to due process and the public's interest in the fair and efficient administration of justice. In reaching the decision, the court has fully evaluated the parties' positions expressed during the March 1, 2024 conference and related filings. And then the court basically says, done and ordered in Chambers, Fort Pierce, Florida, the seventh day of May 2024. Let me give you this perspective here because I do think it is a good one. And this is a perspective by David Arenberg here on the Midas Touch Network. And he says, look, this is actually good for Jack Smith. This trial was never going to happen before the election anyway. Now that it's off calendar, the DC election interference case can proceed as soon as or if the Supreme Court gives the green light. I think Arenberg may be giving a little too much credit to the right-wing Supreme Court right there, but I think his point is one that is well taken. This opens up the lane now for other criminal cases against Donald Trump after the district attorney case concludes. We'll keep you posted with more information here on the Midas Touch Network, but wanted to make sure we gave you all the details of Judge Cannon's order indefinitely postponing the Trump criminal trial. Not surprising when it comes to Judge Cannon and her prior behavior. Hit subscribe. We're on our way to 3 million subscribers thanks to your support. Thank you for watching. Love this video? Make sure you stay up to date on the latest breaking news and all things Midas by signing up to the Midas Touch newsletter at MidasTouch.com/newsletter.